past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. Three out of the five of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession, you are through, you've done us wrong, but oh boy, maybe you're going to come back. Ha ha ha! All right, lot to talk about this week, but before we do, welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about, of course, what the Federal Reserve is going to do in our view. We're going to talk about the inflation numbers that came out this week. We talk about the stock market, the bond market, Social Security. We talk about magic numbers and how much you need to retire. You name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
We have a big show for you tonight.
And we do have a big show for you tonight. Ed Sullivan. And before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe. I'm the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I'm the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in what I think is the most wonderful of all endeavors. And that is the creation of Squippers.
Wow! I feel good.
Yes, and every time we create a Squipper, I feel even better. And if you're wondering what a Squipper is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. And so when a client of ours retires, we call them a Squipper. We send them on their way. Go play. Have fun. Enjoy. Do not worry about all this boring financial stuff. Let us do it for you. Our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, you can podcast this show. We actually had over 250,000 downloads last year. Oh my goodness. If you're not, you're missing out. You can get our weekly market alert video. You can attend our seminars, meet with a retirement planner, read articles, tons and tons of stuff there, all designed to help you to achieve what you want with your retirement. So, the website, again, in case I didn't mention it, was rpoa.com. Just want to be sure. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, in this first segment, I entitled it, If It Feels This Bad Being Right, I Would Rather Be Wrong. And of course, what I'm talking about is the market, in case you haven't noticed, has been falling quite precipitously. And we told you that would happen. And so I want to go over with you the why behind it that we see and what we think will happen next. Also this week, we're going to talk about, we have a list of what we call the 18 risks that you face when you are in your retirement. And today, I want to talk about risk number three, which is the one that a lot of people are very interested in, kind of focus on, and that is spending too much. How much can I spend out of my retirement and not run out of money? Okay, so that's risk number three of the 18 risks. We'll talk about spending too much and how we go about helping people to calculate that. Now, also, as we do every week, this week we're going to talk about Social Security, and we're on number 80 of our strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. Number 80, Jack. That's a lot. The other side, ladies and gentlemen, they're on our website, rpoa.com. You can find them there. And, you know, Social Security is the single largest source of income for most of our clients. And so making sure that you do it correctly, you maximize your benefits, we think is a very, very important thing. And all of the people at our firm are trained. We certify them. We test them to make sure that they are as knowledgeable as we can get them on all the latest. So we'll share with you number 80 in our strategies to maximize Social Security. Now, one of the things that I think makes us different is that, as I said, we specialize in retirement planning. So we don't work with 20-year-olds or 30 or even 40-year-olds. Our clients are primarily over 50. And so our philosophy of how we manage money and how we address things is different than someone who is, you know, works with all kinds of different people or younger people. And we're different from the standpoint that we believe that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. So we're not fixated with, we got to get the highest rate of return, we got to beat the market, we got to do all that. No. Our goal is for your money to last as long as you do. We just don't want you to run out of money. And if we have that approach, then guess what? We're more conservative. We're more about protecting what you got so you can live to fight another day. And so I want to go over with you the most dangerous risk that you've probably never heard of, and that's called sequential risk. And you may not understand what that means, but you need to, and we'll have that one later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
No. Don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. This is where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And so this week, we're actually going to talk about what is the job of an executor, okay? So you may be asked to be the executor for your parents or somebody, and I'm going to tell you right now, no. The answer is no. You don't want to do that. But just in case you end up having that job, I'll go over with you what are the responsibilities of an executor. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you, and I'm sure you'll stay tuned for the entire program. I got a quick note. You know, one of the charities that is very important to us is Alzheimer's. It affects so many of our clients, at some point in their lives or their families. And it's a terrible, terrible disease, and we need to eliminate that. We need to get rid of it. So we're all in to support that. And so last year, we had the gala in Dallas, and my wife, Faye, and I were the co-chairs. And we set a new record last year. We raised $525,000. And so this year I said, okay, we're going to beat that. We got to beat that by a wide margin. We got to kill that. And so at last count, I think we were close to $700,000 this year that we raised last weekend. So fantastic. I want to thank everybody that attended, everybody that gave money, all the donors, the sponsors, everybody. It is such an important thing. And I bet a lot of you listening to this show have been affected by this terrible, terrible disease. So we got to get rid of that thing. Anyway, so let's talk about if it feels this bad being right, I would rather be wrong. So what happened was that, you know, as I think a couple of weeks ago on the show, I said that we're due for a correction, you know, and a correction is a drop in the market of over 10%, but less than 20%. Okay, because if it gets over 20%, then it's called a bear market. Okay, so it changes its name. So if it stays under the 20, but it's over 10, then it is a correction. And corrections are not, they're common. You know, we forget about them because they come and go pretty quickly, but they're common. If you go back the last 50 years, we've averaged one every single year. Now, some years we go without, and then one year we get two of them, but the average is one per year. And in fact, you know, last year we had one, right? We had a pretty bad correction going into from July to October. The market went down about 12%. They're attention-getting. They're scary. They, you know, no fun at all, but they pass, and they move on. So we said on this show that we think that there's going to be a correction given the fact that the market had run fast in the first quarter. I mean, it went up ridiculously. It was like shot out of a cannon. And so when you have that kind of a thing, normally what happens is that you have, and I'll quote Alan Greenspan, the former Federal Reserve Chairman. You tend to have irrational exuberance. You tend to have this pile-on effect where people are just jumping on the bandwagon and they are all in love with some notion that's driving the market. In this case, the Fed's going to lower interest rates, you know, in March or in April or in June, and inflation's going to come down to 2% by June, and all these overly optimistic, and people invest based on that. And so you get this big run-up. Well, eventually what happens is reality sets in, and no, we're not going to see inflation down to 2% by June. It's not going to happen. In fact, we got the inflation numbers this week, and they're headed back up again. So the likelihood then that the Fed's going to lower interest rates here in June is very small. In fact, I think it's now off the table. So people who thought we were going to get 7 interest rate cuts this year, ain't going to happen, kids. Not in our view anyway. So you have the people that were all excited, they take their money off the table. But the thing you have to keep your eye on is the fundamentals. And the fundamentals, as we've said it many, many times on this show, it's profits. Corporate profits drive stock prices. That's what it is. That's the bottom line. Profits don't care about unemployment, inflation, all that. If a company's making profits, their stock's going to probably go up, regardless of everything else. So, therefore, we want to look at that. And companies are making very good profits. The consumer is spending, has confidence, even though these inflation numbers are ridiculously high. And as long as that holds, you know, profits should be good. So if the market does end up going down 10%, which we think is likely here, we consider that to be a buying opportunity. We consider it to be a correction and not headed into a big, bad, bear market. So that's our view. We still think that this year is going to be a good one. However, having said all of that, I go back to what I started the show with. Growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. So in our view, you should always have a plan to protect yourself because the unexpected is what causes the big bad bears, okay? Subprime was unexpected for the vast majority of people, right? Nobody saw that coming. The dot-coms, everybody was all into that, and all of a sudden the whole thing crashed. So these big bad bears come unexpectedly. If they were expected, they wouldn't happen. People would prevent them. So you always, in our view, have to have a strategy to address that. We do. Our Invest and Protect strategy told us to sell in November of 2007, before the crash of 08, told us to stay out for a year and a half. We want to protect your retirement. We want to help you to build your retirement plan. So go to our website, rpoa.com, and avail yourself of all the resources we have for you there. Okay? All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about spending too much, the risk number 3 that you don't want to do. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And this is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week at this time. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic weekend. And you know what? I am. You know why? Because I love doing this show for you so much that it just jazzes me. It's just great. I love it. And I don't think I've introduced myself yet. So I am Ken Morafe. I'm the host of this show, which is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And I'm glad you're with us. I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. That's what we do. We work with people primarily that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And so, you know, that kind of makes us different than most other financial planning firms because they tend to work with anybody that can fog a glass, basically. But we only work with people who are of a certain demo. And our website is rpoa.com. And what our goal is to create as many squippers as we possibly can. And what is a squipper? Well, squipper is the acronym for second childhood without parental supervision. So any client of ours that retires, we call them a squipper. And so we want to create as many squippers out there squippering their little tails off. That's what we want. And so we want you to go play and have fun, enjoy. Don't worry about it. Let us do it for you. So I want to talk with you in this segment about risk number 3 of the 18 risks faced in retirement, and that is spending too much. And so, you know, the old thing that I have said many times on this show is my definition of rich, you know, somebody being rich is how much they spend versus how much money they have, not how much money they have. You know, there's a, and his name escapes me right now on purpose, who owned the Dallas Cowboys years ago and spent way more than the revenue that the Cowboys were bringing in. And he was forced to sell the Cowboys because he almost had to declare bankruptcy. So it wasn't revenue that was the problem. It was spending that was the problem. And so that's the thing. If you spend below your means and your money can support you, then in my view, you're rich. So you could have $100 million and you're spending $20 million a year. I consider you to be poor. Okay? Because you're going to run out of money in 5 years. So therefore, understanding that risk, which I think everybody does just intuitively, that you don't want to spend more. So how do you go about determining how much you should spend? So there are several rules of thumb, you know, but we like to customize it to you individually because your circumstances are going to be different. You know, you may have a pension, you may have Social Security, you know, you may be in a high tax bracket, a low tax bracket, you may be married or not, you may have disparity in ages. So there's lots of things that go into, you know, how much money can you take out of your investments and have a small risk of running out of money during your lifetime. So it's very customized, but there are some general rules. And again, we don't hold our clients hard and fast to this, but it's a general thing. So when you're in your 60s, we like to look at a number around 4% or less. Okay, so in other words, whatever your total money is, 4% of that is how much we would like to see you taking out to live on, and not more. But less is good too, right? If you're taking out less, then you're doing even better. When you get into your 70s, you can potentially move up into the 5% range. When you're in your 80s, 6%, 90s, 7%. Why? Well, because the reality is that the older you get, the less years you got left. And so, you know, one of your biggest enemies is how long you're going to live that your money has to support. So if you're 90 years old, likelihood is you're not going to live another 20 or 30 years, and therefore you can take more money out than if you were 60, okay? So the important thing, though, is that it's a moving target. There's no cast-in-stone number. So what we do with clients is we build what we call a retirement cash flow plan, RCFP. And what we do is we project out into the future. We look 5, 10, 15, 20 years into the future. We agree on all the different assumptions, you know, in terms of, you know, what your spending is going to be and are you going to have a new car at some point and this kind of thing. We'll also help you to decide, you know, when and how to take Social Security because that's a big cash flow item for many of our clients, probably the biggest source of income. We want to look at unexpected expenses that could come up, you know, that kind of thing, unexpected sources of income. You know, are you going to sell something and come into cash? You can sell your business, your home, inherit, something like that. So we want to build into all of that this a cash flow plan. And the cash flow plan, then we can then look at and back into, is that going, we can start with, is that going to be too much for your investments to support? We can look at it and say, okay, you're going to run out of money when you're 82 if you keep that up with inflation and everything else. And so the question is that okay with you? And if the answer is no, then okay, then that means that your spending's too high. And so maybe we need to do some adjusting. So several things. One is we want to look at a sustainable withdrawal rate, okay? And we want to look at that every single year. It's not, you can't start with a number and it stays the same forever. You got to review it every single year. Some years, you know, you can increase your spend. You had a good year. Some years, you want to stay the same. So we can look at that. The other thing is that you have to have discipline. You know, you have to be disciplined. You can't say, I'm going to spend that much. And then, oh, by the way, I decided I'm going to go buy, you know, an antique Ferrari for $60,000. And suddenly you got this big spend that wasn't there before. You can't be doing that. Okay, and that's where a financial advisor, or in our case, us, could help you to be that discipline. And then the other thing is, like I said, is to forecast into the future more than 1 year at a time. You know, we like to look 15, 20 years into the future. Now, obviously, no forecast is going to be accurate when you're looking that far out, but it gives us an inclination of our trajectory, and it helps us to understand. And again, our goal is we want your money to last as long as you do.
There's no doubt about it.
Yes. And that came because we surveyed our clients, and we said, you know, do you want your money to outlast you? And they said, no. We don't want that. The greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, they can fend for themselves. I want the last check I write to bounce. So we said, okay, fine. Then we'll change it to, we want your money to last as long as you do. And then after, if there's anything left, then you know, they can fend for themselves after that. So I'm joking, but for a lot of clients, that's how they feel. Anyway, we want to build that plan for you. So how do we do that? If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit with you either virtually or in person. We always prefer in person, but we'll do it virtually. And what we'll do is we'll gather the information. We'll do it in an organized and efficient manner. We'll help you to walk through that. Many people have said one of the best exercises they've gone through was getting organized to answer, to be able to create that RCFP. And we'll do that whole thing for you. No charge or obligation. It'll help us to decide when and how to take Social Security, if you can retire or not, if you have enough to support your lifestyle, all that stuff. And we'll do it at no charge or obligation. We can help you. Great. And if not, that's fine too. Okay. Either way, we part friends. So our website is rpoa.com. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about strategies to maximize your Social Security number 80. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And apparently all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. Can you imagine what James would say if he knew this? Oh my goodness, you don't want to see James mad.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's totally silly. And we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about all kinds of great stuff when it comes to your retirement planning. I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful of all things, in my view. And that is the creation of squippers. And if you don't know what a squipper is, well, you've been missing out. You need to know this. Squipper is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision.
Wow!
Wow is right. That's what we want. We want to create squippers. When our clients retire, that's what we call them. And by the way, you can't be a squipper if you're not a client of ours. Just because you retire does not make you a squipper. Sorry. Our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, you can visit with a retirement planner, you can watch videos, attend seminars, read articles, podcast the show. We had over 250,000 downloads last year. Oh my gosh, and you're not doing it? What are you thinking? You got to. So it's all there for you, okay? rpoa.com. This is the part of the show where we talk about Social Security, and we do that because for most of our clients, Social Security is the single largest source of income that they have when it comes to when they retire. And so, and according to the Social Security website itself, there are over 9,000 combinations of how and when you should take your you can take your Social Security benefits. So if you got that many choices, that many options, then how do you decide which one's right for you? And I would say that if you are, it's something you don't want to do at home by yourself, okay? I would talk to a professional. All of our retirement planners are, we train them and we certify them every year to make sure that they are up to speed on Social Security, all the changes, and they change every year practically. And so we want to be sure we can give you the best possible advice as to when and how to take Social Security. So that's why this segment is so important. And I have some questions here. So my first question is, let's see here, my parents are 67 and my dad is 67 and my mom is 63. They have been collecting Social Security retirement benefits, and my mom has a small work record. So they went to Social Security to file for her spousal benefit, And what they means by that is to get half of dad's, because it's probably more than hers, which you can do. So they went to Social Security to file her spousal benefit, and they were told she's not eligible for a spousal benefit. And so they said, you know, they're willing to go to the Social Security office and make an appeal. So since he is already collecting his Social Security, all she has to do is file for her spousal benefit based on him, and she can get half of his, right? Thank you for making our lives better. Well, you're welcome. Haven't done it yet, but I'll answer. Simple answer. Yes, she's entitled to it. The person that you met with gave you the wrong advice. Okay, I'll just tell you that right here. If her Social Security is less than his, that less than 50% of his, she is clearly entitled to a spousal benefit. No question about it, okay? So what I would recommend is she goes and she files online. The Social Security workers, God bless all of them, but the ones who process online applications are better trained than the ones at the actual stores, in my opinion. Okay. Don't want to offend anybody, okay? Everybody's doing their job and doing their best. Do we have time? Yeah, okay, we've got one more. I got to go through it quickly. I'll be 65 next July, and I want my Social Security benefits at my age 66 will be $2,304. My wife will be 65 in March. Okay, so this must be next year, July of next year and March of next year. She'll be 65 in March. She wants to draw her benefits when she's 66, and she'll get $545. She wanted to get half of mine since hers is less than half of mine. Does she have to wait for me to file first before she can draw anything, or can she just draw her benefit between March and July and then switch over to getting half of mine? My understanding is that once she files in March, she cannot change her claiming status in July. Is that the case? All right. She can do what you're proposing, okay? Well, she can file for her benefit next March and receive her $545. And then in July, when you start taking yours, she can apply for a spousal benefit and start receiving half of yours, which would be the $1,152. So she'll get a big raise there. The benefit would actually be made up of two components, which is her benefit of the $545, but then also they throw on another $607 to get you to half of hers. Okay? So that's
fine.
And just one note here of caution, it's not automatic. You got to go file. Okay? So if you are over 50, retiring soon, go to our website. It's rpoa.com. We got lots of stuff on there on maximizing Social Security. Better yet, meet with one of our retirement planners and they'll help you work through it. We want you to be a squipper, and we want to help you to get the most Social Security you can. So go there and we'll do our best for you. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the most dangerous risk you don't even know when we come back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And I'm the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. Well, you're on your game today with all the sound drops, Jack. Good job. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. More specifically, people who are within 5 years of their retirement or who are in the first 5 years of their retirement. So that decade we consider to be the single most important decade of your entire financial life. Why? Well, because if you take a big loss in your investment during that decade, then your ability to retire could be delayed quite a while potentially, or if you are already retired, it may force you to go back to work, and if you can't do that, it could cost you, it would force you to reduce your cost of living. So all kinds of terrible things can happen. And so we don't want that. In fact, we want you to become a squipper. And if you don't know what a squipper is, squipper is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. And what that means is we want you to go play and have fun and enjoy. You've worked for it. You've earned it. It's now your time. And we don't want you to experience stress and anxiety and all that stuff that comes with taking large losses during that decade. Now, there is a risk that is, we think, the most dangerous risk that you face when you are thinking of when you're in that decade. And it's a risk that you've probably never heard of, unless you've listened to this show, of course. And it's called sequential risk. Okay, so Google it, sequential risk. You'll find that it is a risk you should be worried about. What is it? Well, Money Magazine, a few years ago, did a survey and they asked people, if you were gonna take, you have no choice in the matter, okay? You got to choose one of the two. You're gonna take a big loss in your investments when you're 60 or when you're 80. Which one would you prefer? Now, obviously, you don't want either one. I get it. But you got to have one of them. You're going to lose, 30% of your money when you're 60 or when you're 80. Which one do you want? The vast majority of respondents said, I want it to happen when I'm 60. And the reason why is because, then it'll give me time to build it back up again. Well, that's wrong. In fact, it is dangerously wrong.
Fascinating.
Yes, and very logical, Mr. Spock, as I will explain. The reason why is because if you are 60 and you're retiring now, let's say, and you lose 30 or 40% of your money, you are now going to be living on 60% or 70% of your money. And so what's just happened is now you're taking out a larger percentage of your money to support the lifestyle that you want. The same dollar you were taking out before is now a larger percentage because you have less money. And the ability to recover from that is very, very difficult. Think about, you have a bathtub and it's full and you have the drain, right? And now the bathtub is half as full, but the drain is taking out the same amount. For that bathtub to fill up again, it takes a lot. It's practically impossible to do that. It's difficult, okay? Farmers call that eating your seed corn if you were to do that. And, growth season may come back. You've heard, the market always comes back and all that. But it may take years, if ever, for you to recover it all and to get back to even. And so that's why sequential risk means, and why would you want to wait till you're 80 instead of 60? Well, because if you're 80, guess what? You've lived from 60 to 80 and you didn't experience that. So it's better. And when you're 80, you have less years to live than when you were 60. And so, yeah, the recovery may take a little while, but it's not as concerning because you've lived 20 more years and you have less years to live after that. Fact of life. So sequential risk is what's that called? What that is called. It means when does the loss happen? Early or later? And many studies have shown that if you take a loss early, it is very detrimental. And for those of you who are analytical out there, make a spreadsheet. I know you're capable of it. I've met a lot of you. Make a spreadsheet. Lose 30% of your money and keep staking the same amount out and see how long it takes you to get back to even, if ever. And it's very difficult. So we don't want that. So therefore, we believe that you need to have a strategy to address that risk. Okay, inflation, bear markets, and taxes, we believe to be the three single largest risks that you have.
How very interesting.
Yes. And the order that we put them in is bear markets first, inflation second, and taxes third. The reason why is because we can invest, we believe, to address inflation. Okay, we can address that. Taxes, we can manage. Bear markets come suddenly, and they can inflict significant damage that takes years to recover from. That's why we think bear markets are the single worst enemy you have to your financial well-being. And protecting yourself from that during that decade, we think, is paramount. And our philosophy is growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. So, therefore, we have a strategy, a plan. Just like you would have to protect, if you lived in the Gulf of Mexico, you need to have a plan to address hurricanes. If you don't have that and a hurricane comes, you're going to be in trouble. If you live in the Tornado Alley, if you live in California where they have earthquakes and mudslides and all, if you don't plan for this stuff, when it hits you, you're going to be in big trouble. If you plan ahead and you've got a plan to protect yourself from that, you'll survive it much better. Wouldn't you agree? So wouldn't that same strategy, that same philosophy, shouldn't that not apply to your investments and your retirement plan since it's going to support you for the rest of your life? I think the answer to that is yes. So we have a strategy we call Invest and Protect. And it told us to sell in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 08. Told us to stay out for almost a year and a half until June of 09 before it said it was time to get back in. That same strategy told us to sell literally the day before the pandemic was announced, and you know how much the market fell after that. And then in 2022, with all this inflation, it told us to sell in April of 22. And of course, with all this inflation stuff and the Fed raising interest rates, the market went way down after that as well. We want to protect you from sequential risk. And now that you know what it is, I hope you understand how important it is to protect against that. Now, if you don't have a plan for that, then visit with us. We want to go over it with you. We want to share that with you. And our website is rpoa.com. And you can visit with one of our retirement planners. We'll build a cash flow plan with you. We'll build a retirement plan. We'll do all of that. We'll incorporate into that our invest and protect strategy. And you'll have the whole thing. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Okay. Either way, we'll part friends. And there's no charge or obligation.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. So bring an appetite with you if you come in person. We can do it virtually. But if you come in person, bring an appetite with you, because we'll have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And they're made out of real chocolate, not chips, chocolate chunks. And they are warm right out of the oven. They'll melt in your mouth. The cookie smell will take you to cookie heaven. And you'll learn about your finances at the same time. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful thing of all, in my view, and that is the creation of squippers.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes. And if you're wondering what a squipper is, it is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. And we want to create as many squippers. We want people out there enjoying that second childhood, not worrying about all this financial stuff. We want your money to last as long as you do, and we want you to have financial peace of mind. And if we can do all of that, we think we've done something very noble. It's a nice thing. We've helped society. And we've helped people and families, and it's a great thing. We currently work with over 6,000 families across the country, and it's a privilege. It's an honor. And if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You can learn more about us. You can podcast the show. We had over 250,000 downloads last year. That's just insane to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can attend our seminars, visit with a retirement planner. Lots of resources there to help you to achieve that second childhood without parental supervision. So this is the part of the show where we talk about estate planning, which is passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And so this week, I want to talk with you about something that you may be asked to do, and that is to be the executor of someone's estate. Could be your parents or a friend or something like that. Well, let me just preface the whole conversation. The answer, if somebody says that to you, would you like to be the executor of our estate? The answer is no. No. I do not want to do that. But in case you succumb and you agree to taking on the role, I think it's important you know what it's all about. So before we do that, though, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're going to talk about what is the job of an executor. So an executor is also called a personal representative in most states, in several states. So this is a person who is named in a will to carry out the wishes of the deceased person. Okay, so you're going to be, if you're the executor, you're going to be implementing and executing the desires of the decedent. Now, if an executor mismanages the estate funds and this results in a loss for the beneficiaries, the executor can be found personally liable, which is why if they ask you to be the executor, the answer is no. Not only no, but heck no. But anyway, yeah, you can be found personally liable. So that's the first thing you got to worry about. It is also the executor's job to locate, manage, and disburse the assets of the estate. So you're going to be paying the taxes and doing all that kind of stuff and distributing it to the greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs after that. One of the responsibilities of an executor is to use the estate funds to pay for funeral and burial expenses. And the debts of the deceased person become the debts of the estate, okay? And they must be paid before any of the aforementioned greedy unwashed can get a penny, all right? So you got to pay it all out first. So the executor also has to pay all the estate taxes from a bank account that is set up in the name of the estate. So you'll need to set up an account estate of, and out of that, you're going to be paying for all these expenses. Finally, the executor must care for the estate's assets until they can be distributed. Your job is to ensure that the property is properly cared for and that the funds are invested prudently. Anyway, if you are over 50, if you are retired, or you are retiring soon, then then we would love to visit with you and see if it's a good fit. Our website is rpoa.com. We can help you with all this stuff. We're not lawyers. We don't do actual documents for estate planning, but we can help you to frame the conversation, think through it, and save you a lot of time and all of that. But also, we can help you to make decisions as to when and how to take Social Security. Very, very important decision. We can help you to decide if you are able to retire now or not. Do you have enough money? We call it your magic number. And then how much can you spend? And how should you invest it? And what can you, all of that stuff we want to help you with. Take it off your hands and help you with that. So our website is rpoa.com. We'll do it for you. No charge or obligation. If you want to work with us, great. If not, that's fine too. Okay, so we will part friends. So our website again, rpoa.com. Well, you know what? The show's over already, Jack. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you, ladies and gentlemen, have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody. This program is not a solicitation to effect specific securities transactions and does not provide personalized advice. All investments and strategies, including those described in this broadcast, have the potential for profit or loss for which risk varies but can't be eliminated and for which there is no assurance of future performance. Targets in this broadcast are not predictions or projections of investment results. Index performance data is for comparison purposes only. Timing issues may cause the positions discussed in this broadcast to change. Not all services provided by RPOA are appropriate for all clients. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional about their specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Kendall Rafe or RPOA. References to Barron's Top 100 Independent Advisors refers to ranking achieved by Kendall Rafe individually for the years 2012 through 2019 and 2022. The 2023 Barron's Award refers to a ranking received by Retirement Planners of America as a firm. Rankings published by unaffiliated rating services and or publications are generally based on information prepared and or submitted by the recognized advisor based upon information from the year awarded. Awards, rankings, and recognition do not guarantee and should not be construed as a guarantee of RPOA's future performance or its clients' investment success and should not be viewed as an endorsement of RPOA by any of its clients. The disclosures at www.rpoa.com further describe related criteria. Unless otherwise indicated, RPOA did not pay a fee to the sponsors of the ratings or rankings to participate. Kendall Rafe is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative of RPOA, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the Invest and Protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations, for which there is no assurance. This strategy relies on a sell signal and a buy signal that is not guaranteed to be profitable. It may have a negative impact on a client's long-term return if it does not perform perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market or a 20% or greater drop in a market index, and affected investors would not participate in the gains that could have realized by remaining invested. The strategy could also fail to accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, affected investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax consequences. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our Form ADV Part 2.